welcome to the Beer Canspiracy Show. Hello, and 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 welcome to the Beer Canspiracy Show.
Bitch.
Modelo.
Modelo, Model High. Model Left, Model Right. Modelo.
What are you saying?
He's singing a song. He's singing a beer song.
I just wrote it right now.
All right, so I was reading this article at work, and it was...
Not working?
What?
Huh?
No, I don't work. That's what I got you for. You're my workhorse.
I don't mind.
You don't do shit, dude. You just sit around and play on your phone, too. Anyway, I was reading this article... And it was just some random thing popped up on my work computer. It was like, I bought a bidet and I save $1,800 a year in toilet paper. And I read the articles about this chick who bought a bidet and she loved it and it saved her so much money on toilet paper. And then I got to thinking about $1,800 a year.
That's crazy.
She lives alone. How is she spending
$1,800? She must have some fucking deep periods.
Dude, $1,800 a year. And I told this to Aaron and he was, what'd you say?
That doesn't seem like a lot.
No, it seems kind of low.
It's kind of low.
That's crazy. I would think
so,
like...
So I did the fast math, and a toilet paper is absolutely not more than $2 a roll. It's cheaper than that even, which means that's 900 rolls of toilet paper. It's probably more like 1,100 or 1,200 rolls of toilet paper. So she's going through 3 to 4 toilet paper rolls per day.
She just don't know how to wipe.
That's fucking insane. How is that even... Even on my worst, like, beer shit, having diarrhea 10 times, I don't even use a roll of toilet paper in a day. That's fucking crazy.
No, I've never used a whole roll in a day, but I don't use, like, I don't understand how y'all are, like, 3 sheets.
Yeah, like a stomach virus, I might use a full roll in a day or whatever.
Two or three rolls in a sitting.
I don't understand how y'all wipe with, like, three sheets.
Well, you might start with, like, 5, and then you work your way down.
We've talked about this, yeah, so... Yeah. The first one, 4 or 5 folded over, crinkled or whatever. And then the second wipe might be 4 sheets. And then the third wipe might be 3 sheets.
And then when you're confident you're almost done, you go to 2 sheets.
Right. And then that'll be the last one.
Yeah.
I never go 1 sheet.
No.
So we'll just say I go like maybe 4 sheets, 4 sheets, 3 sheets, 3 sheets, then a 2 sheet.
Depends. Sometimes you can go straight from 4 to 2 and you're done.
Right.
That's very rare.
Sometimes, I'm wrapping it around my hand.
Sometimes you take 4 sheets and it looks like you dumped your hand in a paint bucket and pulled it out. And you're like, man, I should have used more sheets.
rolling down your hand.
Why don't you just use more than that, like, to begin with?
He does this. He fucking wraps it around his hand multiple times. Why do you need toilet paper on the back of your hand?
No, I'm not wrapping it around and wiping. I'm wrapping it around and pulling it off. And then wiping.
You're scooping
it.
You're making a scooping motion.
Well, I'm standing up. You got to remember, I'm standing
up. Oh, my. Dude, sit down and wipe your ass like a
normal
person.
I tried it.
Like, it's got to be like over the course of your life, your muscles have adjusted to like wiping the way that you're wiping. Cause
I don't think it's your muscles. It's just just the way you do it. Yeah.
Well, like your
try brushing
flexibility.
Your teeth
with- like, I can't. You can't reach it from a different way. Like, try doing it with your other arm.
Saying.
It doesn't move as far as the arm.
See, that's why I can't get under there.
You can't go from the front if you're a back because
that's not how
you're
I
not
do
built.
It.
You're not trained that way.
Well, can
you can't
you train?
Go from the front to the back because now you can't reach that way because you haven't been doing it your whole life.
Can you
now
train
that you think I
to
wipe,
do that?
You wipe with your left or right hand?
Right.
Me too. I'm right-handed. I can't do it with my left.
Right.
I got.
Probably couldn't even reach.
Maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, I got a bunch of stitches in my finger. I cut my finger real bad on my right hand.
And it just had to be covered with
shit
all
the
time.
And I used my left hand, and it took me like an hour to take a shit because I took so long to wipe.
Well, probably because you're only using like 2 sheets. If you wrap it around your hand, then I mean, that's like 2 or 3 wipes. 3 at most.
Why is more toilet paper... There's no way you're getting your bumhole clean in 3 wipes, dude. You need more than 3 wipes.
I don't
Sometimes
need 3 wipes.
You don't even need 1 wipe. Like, it's just clean immediately.
I mean, 3 wipes.
It still gets
enough.
A minimum of 2.
I don't know what y'all are eating.
Well, look, okay,
never
look.
Get a...
I'm wrapping it around, wipe. The first one is only once. Then the second one is wipe, and then fold, and wipe, and then fold, and wipe. So I'm getting, like, 7 wipes.
Why don't you just use less toilet paper and then do more wipes without folding it.
I don't mind spending money on toilet paper. That's an essential.
Get a bidet, and then...
You'll save thousands.
I'm kind of thinking...
Except I just... I do the normal thing, and then I just use the bidet at the end, and then one more wipe, or well, two,
I like
just to get the water off.
The baby wipes are nice, too.
Like the flushable baby wipes?
No, don't flush those.
You're not supposed to.
They make them that are flushable.
No, well, they say they're flushable, but
do not flush those.
Supposedly, you're really not supposed to. I think you're only supposed to flush one at a time.
When we lived at the apartment, somebody that lived behind us had a baby, and they were flushing the flushable wipes, and it would clog up our toilet, because we're all in the same septic or whatever. Do not flush.
Like PSA, I'm pretty sure it says only wipes. Do one at a time, but people
well,
say
I only flush once
it.
A week to say conserve water and...
Yeah, I don't even flush.
What? No,
just
I mean...
Just eventually gets so heavy it goes down.
If it's pee... I'll wait
till it's about to overflow the...
If it's pee, you can wait, but if it's poo, you gotta
If it's
flush
yellow,
it.
Let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
It gets stinky. The pee?
Yeah.
I flush the toilet every time, I'm
but
just
But would
kidding.
You rather smell pee or poo?
I'd rather smell neither. I'd rather my bathroom be pristine and not smell like anything but cleaning chemicals.
Well, great, then.
I feel like nobody wants to hear this.
Somebody wants to
hear it. It's important.
They don't
I gave good...
they don't even want to listen to our topics. They're not going to listen to our poop stories.
Exactly. So what the fuck does it matter? We can say whatever we want. Say the N-word.
N-word.
You're really pushing the N-word tonight. I don't know what your deal is with the N-word tonight, but you're really pushing it.
Beer me. Dude, that was really, really good. You need to try that one. No, give it to David.
You want a Barney?
No, just I'll take a lean Kugel. It was very refreshing.
It says a refreshing taste on a traditional Bach.
No, not that one. Spring IPA.
You about to pop that on the table?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You about to spray beer all over my laptop?
Hey, dude.
It's not my laptop.
It's my house. If I need to open a beer, I'm going to open it.
There's a way to get that done. You ask nicely.
I asked nicely for a beer. If you're the bartender, you should know. You ever grab it with the beer opener? The hot bartenders do?
Is he a hot bartender?
Yes.
They're pulling it out of an ice bath, though. Not out of a fridge.
That's true.
All right. We're going to do 50 truth or drink questions.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
I feel like we're a couple of sorority girls.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Getting fucked.
Huh? I'll show you. I'll show you my boobs if you show me yours. If you had to sleep with one person in this room, who would it be?
Dina.
Yeah,
Drake.
Yeah, definitely the dog. What's the raunchiest porn you've ever watched?
Well, Aaron watches where they tell him to eat his cum.
You
so.
Tell me to eat my cum.
Aaron,
I didn't do it.
He watches like demonic porn with an agenda to turn him gay. So
that's it. What's it called? Sissy porn or something?
I don't know.
You have the fucking name for it, dude. I don't know. What's the hardest drug you've ever done?
Weeds.
PCP.
What is that even?
Serious questions.
I know. This is kind of weird.
No, he's not being truthful.
I'd probably say whatever that guy gave me in the alley that one time, and then I woke up 3 days later in Boston.
These questions are weird, dude. I think we're going to find something better than this.
Yeah, I mean, that's not...
It's all just like sex questions, which is weird for a couple of dudes.
Well, you keep saying a couple, but there's three of us here.
A thruple of dudes.
Did you ever do mushrooms?
No.
Brandon did mushrooms. Remember that?
I wouldn't mind doing
I could go for
like
mushrooms.
That.
I could go for some gummies.
Give me one of them crisp beers.
Crispy beer?
Spring IPA. Oh, did you watch Last of Us yet?
No, not yet. Damn. I can't stand looking at that girl. I don't think I'll be able
the
to watch it.
She is tough to look at.
The second one is good.
I've seen memes, and it's just like, I don't know, like horrible.
A brown paper bag?
No, like just like, they'll show like a profile of her face, and it's like all like Photoshopped to look like a fucking even uglier, like fucking monster face. Like her nose is all sunk in, and her lips and her chin's all
far. Is she a child? Is she a kid?
Probably.
That's mean. All right.
But she's gender fluid, so we can hate her.
Go ahead.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done while you were drunk?
Forgot.
Don't remember.
Yeah. I've never been embarrassed, Miley. You have to have pride to be ashamed, so next question, I suppose.
Yeah.
How many preschoolers do you think you could fight before you were overwhelmed?
The entire school.
Like toddlers.
Infinite.
3 to 4 year olds.
Infinite.
You'd never be overwhelmed?
Infinite, yeah.
He's a gun owner.
I don't even need nothing but my fists and my feet. You name the number and I got it.
I feel like that's way too easy. Preschoolers?
Yeah, I mean, you can just drop kick like five at a time, yeah. I guess. So unlimited is your answer? I mean, eventually you would get tired.
No.
Oh, what's the worst alcoholic drink you've ever had? I know this one for me for sure. What's the Michelada? Michelada was in Mexico and I was so hungover and I went to a resort and my brother was like, here, get a Michelada. It's a good hangover cure. And we were on the beach and I drank it and I threw up instantly. It's so like, terrible.
You're supposed to get Bloody Mary.
Well, it's like the same thing. Bloody Mary. It's like a Bloody Mary with beer instead of vodka.
Yeah, vodka.
I've smelled the Bud Light Clamato. I didn't even taste it, but I feel like that's the worst.
I don't know, man.
Absinthe is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, that's really rough.
What was the question again?
What's the worst alcoholic drink you've ever had?
But I wouldn't call it the worst. And it's also, like, not the real absinthe.
Oh, I don't think I could drink the bottles shaped like that. Amaretto.
It's the worst thing that you've ever had?
Yeah.
Really?
Just because it's gross.
Pretty good.
Not after a whole bottle.
But I don't think it means, like, what you've gotten sick off of.
And oh,
it's just like, what's the worst?
Yeah, like the worst expired Natty Ice, maybe?
Like the fucking Wild Turkey honey.
Oh, God.
Like, I can't drink that, but that's just because... You know, threw up a bunch of it. I can't drink any honey flavored alcohol.
I love honey.
I'll get on that too. Yeah, I'll stick with
the Wild Turkey honey.
Yeah,
but I liked it at first.
I was gonna get us a couple of shots of Fireball.
Noise.
I don't know you would have done.
I'd have done some.
Worst hangover you've ever had?
Every Saturday. Every Saturday.
I don't know if you can really. Say one's worse than another if it's like real bad. I mean, it's been a long time.
Driving back from Austin was the worst hangover I ever had.
Oh, like when we went to do shit after?
Yeah, me and Aaron went to Austin for a concert, and when driving back was the worst thing I've ever had.
My naps back from Austin were terrible. I could not sleep the whole time. I was so hungover. It was bad.
Your naps were terrible? I had to drive 8 hours,
dude. My naps were bad.
I thought I was going to die. That's the worst I've ever felt in my life.
I had bad dreams, and then he woke me up, and he was like, I pull over.
Dude, that was rough. That was fucking rough.
I feel like this tastes like apple juice.
I love it. I don't think it's a winter beer, but that's going to be a real good.
Well, it says spring IPA, yeah, so.
I was just saying, it's a good spring
favorite beer. Drunk meal.
Oh, breakfast. Waffle House.
Oh, while you're... I was thinking, like, next day hangover, so...
Or either one, both.
Drunk
that's a
meal,
good...
I mean, I'll say Waffle House or Arby's.
I gotta say Arby's, man. We've had so... Arby's after a good drunk night. We did that so many times. It's just...
But I'm kind of over Arby's at this point, because there's one by my work, and I can get it when I want.
Oh, nice. Really? Yeah, you gotta...
And it's an actual drive through.
Oh, fuck.
I would wear that out,
I just
too,
came yeah. a little bit. Yeah, damn.
So I would wear that out. We used to always go to Pita Pit.
That's not even a thing anymore.
No, it's gone now.
Pita Pit? I remember it. Pita Pit? Pita Pit? Fucking every time.
Yeah, as soon as we'd leave. Pita Pit?
It's like 1 o'clock in the bar and you just hear David, Pita Pit?
Dude, how did they close? They did so much business.
Just on Friday, Saturday night.
I feel like 2 o'clock in the morning.
They were open until like 4 a.m.
They really didn't do that much business. It just seemed that way because they're so slow.
So many people in there.
Like 10 people. People,
but like who went during the day?
Nobody, probably.
Taco Bell's a good one when you're drunk.
Hangover for a hangover meal, I'd like a classic fucking greasy breakfast. It's gotta be.
It's always breakfast.
Like a nice burger and French fries. I can eat breakfast if I'm hungover.
I do like a good soup when I'm hungover.
So you don't like to eat when you're hungover?
No.
Like early?
Oh, I have to eat.
Even if it's early, like
I make.
Well, no, I'm not gonna be up early.
I make breakfast
if I got a hangover. But I need like a nice juicy burger, French fries.
Let's just go with burgers, the best. Nice, greasy, cheesy bread, too. That helps.
Nothing helps except time.
And pussy.
Hey, you ain't lying, though, dude. He is not lying about that.
Oh, it was a joke, just jerking
it's
off.
It's not. Yeah, because your girlfriend or wife is not going to want to sleep with you when you're hungover. Yeah. She's pissed. She is pissed no matter what. If you're hungover, she mad.
Well, it's just because I'm like falling asleep, but still pumping, man.
If you could only have one alcoholic drink the rest of your life, what would it be? Like one specific beer, one specific... I'll give you liquor and then also a beer. One beer and one liquor.
Whiskey sour is my go-to.
Okay. I'm just going to say whiskey in general.
I mean, I could even go without a whiskey and just stick with
beer. Would just, I've been,
I
like,
mean, a liquor.
Whiskey sour. Like, if we actually go to, like, a, if I have to go to, like, a lunch or something, or not a lunch, I'm not an alcoholic, a dinner or something.
If I've got to go to breakfast with my parents, I like a good liquor, I like a good whiskey with that.
If I got to go to, with the doctors that Michelle works with, if we go to a dinner or something, whiskey, and they have, like, an open bar, whiskey sour is my drink.
I'll take that back. I'll do whiskey and Coke. I like that
better. Classic. That's a good one.
It's not too sweet, and it, like, doesn't make my cheeks hurt as fast as whiskey sours.
That's probably, I feel like it's probably more sugar though.
You think there's more?
I'm just
sugar?
Saying, don't taste. I'll just give way. You one liquor. You can have whiskey with anything. If it's, I definitely would choose whiskey as my liquor. I'd choose bourbon.
I'm a rum guy.
Yeah, I would either do whiskey or rum.
I would choose bourbon, I think.
Spiced rum.
I'd probably just stick with, I
love like a Sailor Jerry's and Dr. Pepper.
So
like
which one you choosing, cracking. Rum?
I'm going to go whiskey sour.
I do like a nice margarita.
I bought a margarita candle, and it came in today. It smells so fucking good.
Sounds very homosexual.
Yes, it is.
How many times did it go in your butt?
David, you want to come over?
No.
All right. What's your final answer on that? Margarita, or you going whiskey sour?
Yes.
I'm just saying final bourbon. Answer. I'm just saying bourbon.
I'm going to say whiskey and Coke.
All right. What about a beer? Specific beer? Like an actual...
Modelo.
Really? You choosing Modelo?
Fuck, I would go with a Radical Rye.
To drink all the time?
I believe.
Any occasion.
No matter what, all the time.
No matter what it
is. I'm going Great Raft Commotion, because I feel like it's light enough to where you can, it's crushable, but it's also got enough flavor where I can just have one with dinner or something.
But you gotta do it all day.
I don't have to drink all day.
I'm sorry, that's my alcohol.
When you start drinking it.
I'm thinking, what can I drink a whole case all day in Modelo?
Commotion's like, it's like 4.9 or 5% alcohol. It's got a lot of flavor, but not too much. That's definitely the best all-around beer, in my
opinion. What's that one? I'll go with that all-day IPA.
That's a good one, too. The Founders.
Yeah.
You going?
I'll stick Radical Rye.
Radical Rye, that's also a good one.
My favorite.
I could definitely drink the all-day IPA or the Radical Rye. I would be fine with that, too. I couldn't do a fucking, like, Modelo or something. It's too plain. I would get so sick of that.
You don't drink like I drink all day, baby. Give me a beer.
You need one right now?
All day Founders IPA.
Also spelled Modelo.
It's Spanish. It's Modelo.
Would you ever go into a bar by yourself and drink alone?
No.
No.
I have before. It's
I don't even drink
sad.
Alone at my house.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I do. I drink alone at my house all the time.
I drink alone at my house every weekend.
I really don't drink unless I'm over here or with, you know, if we're out somewhere.
It's getting old, dude. It's fucking lame.
Yeah. At a bar? No. I thought about it.
I'm not a social person. Like,
well, yeah.
I wouldn't want to go anywhere in public by myself.
I used to do it all the time.
I don't even really want to go anywhere in public with people.
But when you start drinking, you get social.
I don't.
I do. But when I get the only time you'll
meet people.
I don't like
in trouble.
Like if you go to a bar by yourself, you'll start talking to people when you start drinking or whatever. But the thing is you can't be.
But
don't be that guy where you're like annoying somebody.
There's always
there with
that
someone.
Weird guy that came by himself at the bar and he's trying to talk to everybody.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
I don't want to be that guy.
I don't want to be your friend. Friend.
Let's just go to the
bathroom. I mean, you can talk to the bartender though.
Are you gonna suck my friend off or not?
I have gone to the bar by myself, but I definitely don't do it all the time. And it'd be more like just to go and get a beer and just...
Yeah.
Like, it's not I like I sit like, there all day
I
and
do
it
one
whatever.
Or two.
All right. Or if there's like a game or a fight or something on and you just...
Not all night.
...want to get out of the house or something. What's your favorite place to drink? Favorite bar at your house? What?
Augustine's was my favorite.
That was nice.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Nope.
So now I would say...
My house.
Gnarly Barley.
Gnarly Barley.
Well, if it's not your house.
Oh, yeah. Gnarly Barley's good. I'll go with that, too. I'll meet you there.
All right, let's go.
Let's-a-go.
That's our local brewery.
My favorite place to drink is my back patio.
Well, not your house.
Can't be my house.
Yeah, we're going not your house.
Probably Salty Joe's, because I get the food when I'm drunk.
I really care for Salty Joe's food.
I don't really care for you. Get the hell out of here.
It is...
salty?
What's the word
it's
I'm
very
looking
subpar.
For?
It's very Joe?
No, it's... like
delicious,
a, like a McDonald's
tastes as good
barbecue.
As come.
It's a franchise barbecue. Yeah. Like it's just
not very
franchise
it's not
barbecue.
Great.
Very
it's not
subpar.
Great. It's just
It's Asian or Chinese company owned Southern barbecue.
Yeah. It's not.
Like, imagine.
Yeah, you guys are hurting my feelings.
Imagine
right
a Chinaman opens a barbecue shop and what you would feel like that would taste like. Like, 4 out of 10 at best. It's slightly less than average.
Well, we said, what's your favorite place to drink?
Okay.
Yeah, but you said they got because of the foods.
Well, no, because when you get drunk, you can just order food.
You can do that at
They've
any
got
restaurant.
A really good bar. They've got a whole bunch of gnarly barley shit on tap all the time. They so got live everybody. Music like 3 or 4 times a week. They got the outside area.
School bus over there.
Yeah, school bus.
That you can climb in or something.
It's the closest bar to my house. That's also a big factor. It's only like a mile away.
Barbecue station's better barbecue.
Yeah, what's your favorite restaurant to drink at?
Si Senor's, I guess. We do a lot of Mexican food.
It's got to be. I mean, Salty Joe's, and my second is
Tacos and Beer used to always our mom's. Be a really good one.
I don't really drink at restaurants. I'll have like 2 beers at the most because I'm always driving.
We used to, Mariners was, that was our spot.
I have 3 beers at Mariners.
Warm beers, nice room yeah. temperature beers.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but they wouldn't charge us for half of it back in the day because we were studs. Not because they...
Not because they lost count of the 25 pitchers. That
they
were...
couldn't comprehend the ungodly amounts. There's no way. We got to take some of this
yeah,
off. Somebody messed up.
25 pitchers. There's no way.
Are y'all still here?
Well, okay, this isn't on the list. Where's your favorite place to throw up? Mine's definitely Mariners. Mine's definitely Mariners on the patio outside.
Anywhere nobody can see me.
I like find everybody
that,
to watch.
I find it embarrassing.
I want people to be like, what a fucking legend. This guy's puking in the middle of a restaurant.
It's embarrassing to me.
Well, usually when I get to that point, I don't care what's happening.
You don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm just trying to pace my breathing in between the vomits. You ever been kicked out of a bar for being too drunk? Okay, I just answered that question. Mariners for throwing up on the patio. No,
I have been kicked out of a strip joint for being too poor, though.
You gotta pay for beer or
pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah.
I've definitely been kicked out of a bar for being too drunk multiple times.
Went to Larry Flint's Barely Legal.
Been there.
On Bourbon. And that wasn't the plan. Like, we just ended up going to Bourbon and we didn't have any money really. So, and they're like, well, let's go to the strip club. And then we were there, ordered like a drink or something. And then she came back and we were like, no, we're good. And she came back again and we're like, no, we're good. And she's like, I'll come back again and you don't order drinks. We got to go. And I had a few dollars, but Ori didn't have any money. So I wasn't buying him one.
Was this before like debit cards or something?
Back in the 80s.
Yeah, we just didn't. I don't know. So then we got a couple dollar lap dances.
Well, the debit cards also had no money in them.
Yeah.
Oh, really? God,
we got a couple
damn.
Dollar dances, and I've then we got kicked out. More. Saw a black girl's butthole.
Ooh.
You just mean black hole?
That's Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's what we call a Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And then she...
Look up that. Is that in the Urban Dictionary?
Probably. And then she was like, you got to go. And then I was like, all right, or are you ready to go? And he was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. And I'm like, all right,
that's when you
go.
Say, hold on, I'm about to finish.
God damn, that was a weak-ass fucking high five. I don't like that. I'm feeling weird. Ready?
Yeah.
You scared the
that's
dog.
That's a stinger right there. That one burns. What's the latest you stayed out till on a bender?
Infinite.
I mean, yeah.
All night. Like,
all night.
I drove to Mandeville one time.
Me too.
One night, me and Sean got wasted, and then we got into a drunken argument about where the best sunset is. He said it was in New Orleans, and I said it was in Mandeville on the lake. So he drove to New Orleans, and I drove to Mandeville.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, I got sober by the time I got there, and then I was hungover driving home.
Sucks, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
No, imagine that. Instead of 30 minutes, 8 hours, is that's how long it takes to get back from Austin.
Yeah.
Longer when you have to pull over and throw up.
I wasn't that old, so it wasn't that bad.
I don't know. One night we were out drinking, and I don't know who all was there, but Ori and Steven.
You only had like 6 friends, so it's probably us.
Well, it might have been before y'all. And then they were like, we're going to drive to New Orleans. Like, this is after a long night of drinking. And they're like, you want to come with us? I'm like, no, I'm not fucking going with y'all to New Orleans while we're all drunk. And then they decided, they're like, oh, Rally's is over here. We're going to go to Rally's. And they got in the drive through line and fell asleep.
Yeah.
End of that story.
The Very next question is, have you ever woken up somewhere you didn't recognize after a night out?
No.
But I think the latest, I mean, just all night, multiple days probably. I feel like we probably had days where we drank on Friday night all night and then woke up and then started it up again.
No, like drinking.
And when by sleep, I mean like from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. and then start again.
Not necessarily waking up and not knowing where I'm at, but like starting to drink and then all of a sudden like you regain consciousness like hours later. Like you've been awake the whole time, but then you just like gain awareness again and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How did I get here? Why did I piss all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah. I pissed everywhere but the toilet, he said.
I mean, I pissed my pants from being too drunk before. I pissed my pants at your parents' house one time from drinking too much. I was so drunk I couldn't get up.
That's the good times. Were you there when we were drinking it was like the Captain Morgan private stock? The
Kraken or whatever?
Slapping each other. We sat in a circle.
I definitely remember that, yeah.
Slapping each other.
Have you ever woken up somewhere you don't recognize?
No.
I don't think so either. I've lost my car before. Like, wake up the next day and, like, don't know where my car is because someone didn't allow me to drive home, I guess. And I'm like, I don't know where the fuck my car is. I don't even know what happened last night.
Don't even know how I got here.
Yeah.
I got my truck towed.
/ arrested.
No, a different time.
You got his truck arrested?
A different time.
This truck is black.
If you could go out for a night of partying anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Austin.
Anywhere in the
part
world?
Part 2.
Oh, and God.
David comes this time.
Okay,
like that's October.
We're staying two nights, and the second day I'm sleeping all day because I can't
be
drive home.
Way worse
like
if David comes.
Oktoberfest in Germany.
That would be fucking tight. That would be cool.
I already said okay. Austin. I said Austin. Go with that.
Austin. I'm saying Key West, Florida.
Austin Part 2. David comes this time.
Austin Part 2. David comes in the Boogaloo.
I come every time.
Austin Part 2. David comes Boogaloo.
Are you looking forward to getting a kebab on the way home?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I'm not a gay rab.
Did you say a gay rab? When's the last time you threw up from drinking too much?
Ooh, I don't know. Ooh, it's been a while.
That's probably even longer than the night out.
Last time I threw up was at my house. I'm going to drink the whiskeys. It's like 4 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, I'm getting lame. I'm getting old, man. Fucking lame.
Every time I've thrown up, I get home and I lay in bed. And as soon as I lay in bed, everything starts spinning. I don't think I've ever thrown up not at my house after laying in bed.
Oh, man. I'm drinking up and I'll take a sip and then throw up 3 seconds later. I'll take it all the way to the max. The worst nightclub you've ever been in. I feel like there's just all those shitty nightclubs in Hammond.
I went to
the Buzz and
what's the
what was the other one?
That big one they built that's the church.
Asterix.
Now. I went there once and there was just like porn playing on the fucking the big giant screens.
Wow.
And then I was like, hey, how much is a beer? And they were like $15 or something. I was like, no thanks. And then I didn't drink anything and I watched porn on the video.
And those clubs are terrible. The music was so loud. The drinks were fucking $20. It was ridiculous. I can't believe that was ever popular. I mean, I guess that's still a thing.
I feel like they're probably not drinking that much. They're probably on, like, ecstasy and MDMA and shit. That's why the beers are so much, because nobody's buying them.
I'm trying to skip some of these questions because they're terrible. Favorite drink? I think we pretty much already said your whiskey sour.
Favorite drink? You didn't say that. You just said what?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. What's your favorite drink?
No, it wasn't.
Besides your own cum.
Well, no, what was your favorite liquor? Or no, what liquor would you have your whole life or something?
No, he said only favorite drink. We
no,
just kind of made it.
No, I said what if you can only have one drink? What would it be
for the rest of your life?
Yeah, this is just your favorite
whiskey sour. Oh, yeah, I'm good with
whiskey. Oh, favorite
sour.
Drink? I'm probably going
rum and coke. Rum and
pina colada.
Pina colada.
Oh.
Best tasting, dude. Shit is so fucking delicious.
I'd probably just go with a standard margarita.
Really?
Very basic.
His dad lets him drink margaritas.
Your dad tell you margaritas are king. If you could hang out with anyone, like, while you were drunk, like, if you could drink with anybody, celebrity, famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Benjamin Franklin.
Really?
I feel like he would be fun.
Think he would get turnt?
Yeah.
Okay, question. Could I drink with someone that's like a real party guy and then they invite a bunch of people?
No.
Sure.
Or is it just me?
Let's just say a night out. Like it's just some guy who can be anybody. Just like, we're going to spend 12 hours together and get drunk and anything could happen. Like, if Ben Franklin, you might invent something or get struck by lightning or whatever. Put your dick in some winches, you don't know. If you choose some other guy who's knows a bunch of people, it might just turn wild and who knows what'll happen. Just who do you want to fucking party with?
I mean, my real answer would be Kurt Russell.
Really?
So.
Just because you could slip him a Mickey and fucking get him?
Slip my dicky in there.
Slip him a dicky?
No, he'd be cool to hang out with.
Oh, I'm sure he would be. But he's so old, he probably wouldn't party no more.
Well, it would have to be like Big Trouble in Little China.
Because he's muscular?
Well, he's younger.
Right.
Or Escape from New York /LA era. So 80s era.
You go on Kurt Russell, final answer?
80s Kurt Russell.
DiCaprio.
Really?
Gay!
Because of all the models he hangs out with?
He bring in 25-year-old models. And he don't party, so he's leaving early.
I think he does party.
They're not going to stay and hang out with you.
Yeah, they're going to go hang out with somebody else.
They're going to follow him.
Right.
I chose wrong.
Plus, he's going to steal any chick that you would ever have any chances of getting with.
He can't take them all, man. Dude, there's no fucking way. There's one tard that's sitting in the corner that's like...
The blob.
Yeah.
The blob. Nice one.
I'll take her. Probably Matthew McConaughey. That'd be pretty.
So what... Give us yours.
Oh, my favorite, Matthew McConaughey? Really?
I'll smoke weed and hang out with Matthew McConaughey.
That's a tough one for me, man. I don't know.
Nicolas Cage? That'd be fun too.
He would, yeah. Oh,
I could not handle that. That's too much.
I don't know, man. That's really tough. I feel like anybody you pick, you're probably going to be surprised by the way they act or whatever. You never know how crazy it'll get.
Bad or good.
Right.
Pick five.
Don't put me on the spot. I won't be able to answer. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Two. He was so goddamn boring.
Oh, what about, dude? Like Caligula?
No, couldn't handle that one either. That's too much.
I gotta go Hitler. I gotta go Hitler.
You would. Podcast canceled.
You know he didn't like Irish people either, right?
Yeah, I don't care. I'll fucking beat the shit out of him. Oh,
why didn't anybody try to beat the shit out of Hitler?
He had him all fooled.
I would whoop that dude's ass,
he's a
ass,
fucking
son.
Little bitch.
I know. I'll strangle
he couldn't
the
even
shit
grow a whole mustache.
A fucking Undertaker chokeslam that little fucking douchebag. Body slam him.
Ew, Jews are taking all of our jobs. Let's hate them.
When Jews are more of a man than you, and you try to kill them all, that's when you should be thinking, like, hey, this dude might be a little bitch. He's hating on the Jews. Let's not follow him. Cut that out, please.
What's the best time of day to start drinking?
12 o'clock.
Right now. Aaron says anytime.
I can't drink too early because I'll just fall asleep.
Always after 12.
Y'all know I have a penchant for morning drinking. Yeah. I'm really into it lately.
But you fall asleep.
Well, I take a nap, like a solid
you
three or
fall
four.
Fall asleep.
I call it a nap.
That's the worst when you wake up after drinking early.
Ugh, that's terrible.
No, dude, like I'll get, well, Laura and I will go to the bar at like 10 a.m., have a couple drinks, go to lunch, have a drink or two more, and then go home and sleep from like 1 to 4.
What are your kids doing during this time?
I don't fucking know.
They're dead. He doesn't have kids.
Like, where's they're mom all practically and dad? We're starving.
Grown. They're fucking grown, dude. They're at home chilling on the iPads and shit. They're practically grown-ups.
And the meth.
Mommy and daddy are going on a bender.
I can see
Eric's... There's ramen noodles in the pantry.
Eric's like a meth drug lord. And he has no idea. He learned it from Grand Theft Auto. He's killed so many hookers.
Hey, as long as he keeps his grades up, I don't care.
And don't bring home the herpes.
Oh, man.
He's killing all the carps.
We can end it there. These questions are stupid.
All right. Ending it. All right. Let's go start a fire and get drunk.